Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a look at the research happening at the University of Texas at El Paso in honor of its centennial celebration. I'm Norma Martinez, and you're wondering, where's Keith Pannell? Well, Keith Pannell, your usual host for the show, is actually going to be our 100th subject of 100 at 100. And Keith Pannell of the Department of Chemistry and host of Science Studio, I may say, welcome to your program.
Well, it's great to be here. All right, it's a different chair. I'm sitting in a totally different chair.
So what manner of research are you involved in? You sort of hint at it every now and then on the programs that you host.
Well, I'm an inorganic chemist. That means that I study molecules that have carbon, but carbon is not the central atom. So therefore, for example, silicon, germanium, tin, and lead, these are all interesting elements in the same group as carbon, group 14. And what I like to do is take those elements and put them into an environment with a transition metal, something like iron, molybdenum, ruthenium, things like this that the audience may have heard of. And why would I do that? Because it gives you totally new chemistry. It gives you chemistry that no one's ever hinted at would be possible. It doesn't have any utility as far as I know. It's sometimes in catalysis, but that intrigues me, putting two elements together that hadn't been put together before. What happens?
So it's almost like playing with a grown-up chemistry set.
You
look at all the pretty colors. It doesn't really lead to anything, but
it doesn't lead to anything that you can sort of say at the beginning it's going to lead to. But often it does. We've had a couple of patents because we've discovered chemistry that was novel, new, and allowed catalysis to take place. So, but in general, you're right. It's playing. I mean, I do chemistry because I think I can play with chemistry. And when you play with things, you learn things. And if you can teach students or encourage them to play with you, that's even more interesting because then they get to learn things, they get to publish. And in fact, we've had, I don't know, 300 papers. Easily 150 have been co-authored by undergraduate students playing in the laboratory.
Is that common at UTEP? Because I know in other institutions, you don't involve undergraduate students so much in the laboratory.
The answer to that is yes, because historically, when I came here, there were no doctoral programs. So if you had a research posture, you had to involve who was here. That was undergraduates and master's students and visiting faculty and things. But yes, this institution is very big on undergraduate research. And I think the rest of the world is beginning to realize that's a very good model because it produces better students when they graduate because they've had that exposure.
And we've noticed that sometimes you're not here. For example, you have maybe a guest host on Science Studio, and that's because your work takes you all over the world. And I think that's common of all the researchers that we've had on here. It's not just research that may be just here at the university, but it really is research that can take you across the globe.
That's absolutely the truth. I mean, and I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to do geography and geology because I wanted to travel. It's a long story, but my parents hijacked me and the teachers hijacked me and said, if that's what you want to do, go out to work. If you want to go to college, chemistry, physics, and math. And I've used chemistry, physics, and math to, in fact, travel around. Collaborators in Germany, collaborators in Hungary, Australia, Canada, Mexico. Yes, it's a great career once you get over the hump of tenure.
Well, Keith Pannell of the Department of Chemistry and host of 100 at 100, it's great to finally have you sort of be the ultimate and final entry of the 100 at 100, though I think we might extend this out for at least one more segment.
Yeah, we got one more segment to do, and that's a surprise segment. So you be there for the next 100 at 100, and thank you, Norma Martinez, as usual.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you.